It is 8:12. Tell me something good about Connecticut.
All right. Nowadays, every business is a tech business. There are computers in your refrigerator. All kinds of companies are looking for ways to use big data. And cybersecurity is critical to everyone. Businesses need people who can develop apps and write software. In fact, just here in Connecticut, we need thousands of people who can write code. Now, we're starting to see where they'll come from. The state just announced a partnership with two tech training schools that are going to set up boot camps that will teach things like code writing, data analytics, and web development. One will be in Hartford, the other in Stamford. Those boot camps are set to start soon. And right here in Farmington, we've got the Coder School. They've got an after-school program for kids from kindergarten all the way through high school.
Kindergartners are writing code?
You'd be amazed at my kids' Osmo game has a coding game to go along with it already. And in New Haven, the city and the Elm City Innovation Collaborative are partnering to train hundreds of tech professionals. And have you heard of blockchain? Yeah, it's a new form of encryption technology that's super secure, and they're about to start a blockchain academy at Southern Connecticut State University in New Haven. And the University of St. Joseph is going to launch a blockchain certification program. UConn, Stanford, they're getting their own blockchain program ready. Getting people ready for the jobs of tomorrow is just another great thing about Connecticut. Now, there's not much snow on the ground yet.
Yeah.
But there's still plenty of winter fun to be had in Connecticut. This includes the 2019 Connecticut Winter Wine Trail, which just kicked off and features 14 Connecticut farm wineries.
That's kind of my kind of winter activity.
Yeah, there's a winter wine trail contest you can enter, Mike. You just pick up a passport at any of the participating wineries, and if you visit all 14 before the closing date in April, you'll be entered to win an amazing prize that includes overnight getaways, spa packages, gift cards, and more. Here's a couple of them on the Winter Wine Trail. Paradise Hill Vineyards in Wallingford. Have you been there?
Yep.
That's an amazing family-owned and operated Tuscan boutique-style winery. It features award-winning varieties. Jonathan Edwards Winery. Come on down to the Shanty Mama and get a good buzz on in North Stonington, which handcrafts both premium Napa Valley and Estate Connecticut wines. Then there's Sharp Hill Vineyard in Pomfret. That's Connecticut's largest winery. Sunset Meadow Vineyards in Goshen. That offers hot mulled wine in a mug and a vista room with a roaring fireplace. DeGrazia Vineyards in Brookfield, which offers 15 wines ranging from dry to sweet using estate-grown grapes.
I haven't been to their vineyard, but I've had their wine, too, and it's very good.
Have you really?
Yep.
Well, go grab your passport and get ready for the winter season with some delicious Connecticut wine. Now, the January CT Visit Prize Pack is up for grabs. One winner will get a total of 6 tickets to 3 different shows at the Guard Arts Center in New London. That includes Monty Python's Spamalot, Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt on March 3rd, and The Joke's on Us, April 4th. That prize pack also includes 2 cinema series passes to the Guard Arts Center as well, including Connecticut's Still Revolutionary swag, including a new tote bag and t-shirt. Get yourself entered to win at WRCH.com. Just click on Contest.